Hello, brothers and sisters, and welcome again to Food for the Journey. I pray, as I begin this program, I pray that you have gone to confession sometime during this Lent. Don't wait till the last day. Please go to confession, make a clean slate, and God will bless you abundantly. So we take a look now at Thursday of the fifth week of Lent. And the first reading is taken from the book of Genesis. When Abram prostrated himself, God spoke to him, "My covenant with you is this. You are to become the father of a host of nations. No longer shall you be called Abram. Your name shall be Abraham, for I am making you the father of a host of nations. I will render you exceedingly fertile. I will make nations of you. Kings shall stem from you. I will maintain my covenant with you and your descendants after you through the ages as an everlasting pact, to be your God and the God of your descendants after you. I will give to you and to your descendants after you in the land in which you are now staying, the whole land of Canaan as a permanent possession, and I will be their God." God also said to Abraham, "On your part, you and your descendants after you must keep my covenant through the ages." The word of the Lord. Are we being faithful to God? Have we received all the sacraments that we should receive? Please, brothers and sisters, if there's any obstacle that you see anywhere, go to confession, please, and just talk to the priest about it and say, even if it's, is this a sin, or this was a sin from 50 years ago, or whatever it might be, just tell him that. And ask forgiveness. God will always forgive. That's the main point here. God will always forgive you if you are sincere and you really confess your sins. God will hear you and bless you and heal you. And then we turn to Psalm 105 for the day. The Lord remembers his covenant forever. That's reinforcing what I just said. Look to the Lord in his strength. Seek to serve him constantly. Recall the wondrous deeds that he has wrought, his portents, and the judgments he has uttered. You descendants of Abraham, his servants, sons of Jacob, his chosen ones, he, the Lord, is our God. Throughout the earth, his judgments prevail. He remembers forever his covenant, which he made binding for 1,000 generations, which he entered into with Abraham and by his oath to Isaac. So the verse before the gospel should answer what we just heard. If today you hear his voice, it can come in so many different ways. But however, if you think that God has spoken to you in some way, please open your hearts. Harden not your hearts. Please, if today you hear his voice, harden not your hearts. Oh, I'll get to that someday. Yeah, I'll think of that. No, the time is now. Right now. Believe me. Turn to the Lord now and harden not your heart, that he might show you the way he wants you to go. And if you say, "Well, I did that, nothing happened," just keep doing it. You don't have to stop just one time. Just keep saying it. God's testing your humility. He's testing your integrity. Fear not. He knows. And then we take a look at the gospel today, the Gospel of John, chapter 8, verses 51 to 59. Jesus said to the Jews, "Amen, amen, I say to you, Whoever keeps my word will never see death. So the Jews said to him, Now we are sure that you are possessed. Abraham died as did the prophets, yet you say, Whoever keeps my word will never taste death. Are you greater than our father Abraham who died, or the prophets who died? What do you make yourself out to be? Jesus answered, If I glorify myself, my glory is worth nothing. But it is my Father who glorifies me, of whom you say he is our God. You do not know him, but I know him. And if I should say that I do not know him, I would be like you, a liar. But I do know him, and I keep his word. Abraham, your father, rejoiced to see my day. He saw it and was glad. So the Jews said to him, You are not yet 50 years old, and you have seen Abraham? Jesus said to them, Amen, amen, I say to you, before Abraham came to be, I am. So they picked up stones to throw at him, but Jesus hid and went out of the temple area. Imagine the pain and the sorrow that God went through for you and for me. His life wasn't just a nice life here. He was trying to bring the gospel here, the truth of God. Brothers and sisters, and we think, oh, yeah, well, that was thousands of millions of years ago, and it applies to today. It applies right now to today. God loves you. Before Abraham came to be, I am. He's been with us long before we were born. He knows us. He knows every one of us. He knows every detail of our lives. Saint John Baptiste de La Salle, and this is in the year 1719, he was a French priest who founded the Brothers of the Christian Schools, and he is the patron of teachers. And he said this, I will take a quarter of an hour every day to renew my consecration to the Most Holy Trinity. It is a good rule of life to make no distinction at all between the work of our vocation in life and the work of our salvation and perfection. We can be sure that we cannot work out our salvation better or achieve perfection more surely than by discharging our responsibilities, provided that we accomplish them in view of the will of God. We must try to keep this precept ever in mind. I will unite my actions with those of our Lord and try to make his perspective and intentions my own. When my brothers come to me for advice, I will ask our Lord himself to give it to them. If the matter is serious, I will take a moment to pray about it. At least I will try to keep myself recollected during the interview while lifting my heart to God. I always regard the work of my salvation and the founding and governing of our community as the work of God. This is why I will abandon the care of both to him, to bend myself only to his purposes. I will often seek his guidance to know what I must do for the one or the other. I will often repeat these words of the prophet Habakkuk, Lord, the work is yours. I must frequently remind myself, says this saint, that I am only an instrument which has no value except in the hands of the master craftsman. Think about that, brothers and sisters. We are free. We are free to choose. Well, I've got so many things to do, then sit down and ask, If it's small children, that's totally understandable. And for a man at work, there may be a day or a night when you have to take time for more work. But brothers and sisters, always turn to the Lord first and say, Lord, Lord, I'm your servant. I'm your child. I'm your son or your daughter. And I love you. I am very, very busy right now. Please help me. Please stay with me. If that happens to you, pray a prayer like that just before you have to do something that you didn't expect you had to do. Please. And then try to find a moment where you can pray, whether it's morning or evening, as I've told you before. If it's mid-morning, whatever it is, give God time. Because if you do, your life, as you grow in recognizing his presence and recognizing that he's right with us, brothers and sisters, your life will change. And there will come a peace into your heart. Because God wants you to get your work done. If it's necessary work, of course he does. But ask him to help you. And when you're done, thank him for it. Please, brothers and sisters, begin to put a habit in your life that could stay with you, bringing everything to God every day. I do it. I bring what I have for the day to the Lord in the morning. I thank him for how the day went when I end it. I pray many times during the day for wisdom and insight, as I've said to you before, but I turn to God first, and you can too. Just stop where you are. You don't have to go to a church, though that's very good, but you don't have to go there. Right there, changing your baby's diaper, say, Lord, I love you, and I want to be closer to you. That's all you have time for. God hears you. Please, brothers and sisters, open your hearts to him. He knocks on our doors, you know. He knocks in the silence of our hearts, and he wants to come closer to each of us because he wants us to be with him in heaven. But we've got a responsibility now to make those decisions that will lead us in the right direction. Please, brothers and sisters, let's do it. Let's do it together. I will pray for you. You pray for me. We'll pray for those we love and know, but please pray. And God will put all that together in one beautiful gold coin to bring before him, or whatever you want it to be. But he loves you. He loves you beyond price. And I mean that. If you say, well, I'm a big sinner, or I haven't confessed my sin, that's why you get needled, because God wants you to be very close to him again. Don't be afraid. Go to confession. The priest will hear you and forgive you. We will see one another someday in heaven. God bless you. For a free copy of my booklet, Hope in the Midst of Suffering, please call our toll-free number 1-800-282-4789. That's 1-800-282-4789. Or go to our website, renewalministries.net/FFJ. That's renewalministries.net/FFJ.